This is a quote from Francis Chan.
我这里有一个从 Francis Chan 这里所说的话一个所引用的。
Our greatest fear should not be of failure.
我们最大的恐惧不是我们失败。
But of succeeding at things in life that don't really matter.
但是我们恐惧就是说我们在一些生命中一些很小的事情上成功。
Before we begin,
在我们开始之前
let us consider these questions.
让我们想一想这些问题。
Someone wrote,
有人这样写下
In my life, I do great things.
在我的生命中我做了很多伟大的事。
I plan, I pursue, I chase, I make.
我在那里计划，然后我在那里追求，然后我就做了那个事情。
I build and I buy and I acquire.
我建造了，我购买了，然后我获取了。
I invest, achieve and indulge.
我在那里投资了，然后我成功了，然后又得到了。
I'm doing very well.
我做得非常好。
But when I look at everything I'm working on.
但是我看我做的每一件事情
and trying so hard to accomplish
我在那里用尽了全力得到的这个事情
something is missing
好像缺了一个事情缺了一些事情
there's an emptiness
在那里有空虚
it all feels so meaningless
那些所有的事情都看上去毫无意义
like chasing the wind
就像去追逐那个风一样
is this all we're living for
这些是不是我们为此而生活的呢
Oh, there must be more.
应该还有更多的事情。
Is anyone satisfied?
有人满意了吗
Are you satisfied?
你有没有满意
Am I satisfied?
我有没有满意
I'll show you the pictures now that go along with these words.
然后我给大家看一些图片，就是这些图片就是反映了这些话。
It's kind of loud and I'm getting older, I don't like loud stuff.
这个听上去比较声音响我年纪也大了不太愿意听这个声音太响的声音
you plug your ears and look at the pictures
大家把耳朵侧上然后看这个看这个图片
有没有 sound
In my life I've been great things I plan, pursue, I chase, I make I build and I buy and I acquire invest, achieve and indulge I'm doing really wellLook at everything I'm working on. I'm trying so hard to accomplish. Something is missing. There's an emptiness. It all feels so meaningless, like chasing the wind.
This is an ad put out by a church that's going to start a series on Ecclesiastes.
这个是一个教会在那里放了一个广告。这个广告呢是他们要开始一个系列，就是传道书这个讲解传道书的系列。
I've spoken on Ecclesiastes so many times. I'll give you a break today.
我以前讲过传道书，讲了很多次。我今天就是给大家休息一下，不再讲。
But I want to ask you this question: Do you think the Bible is a practical book?
我要问大家一个问题，你觉得圣经是一本很实践的书吗？可以。
Is the Bible practical?
是不是很可以应用到生活中呢
？Don't all answer at the same time. okay. Yes, it is practical. The answer is yes.
这个回答就是说是的，这个是很生活的一本书。
But is the Bible also sometimes not very practical?
大家是不是觉得圣经有时候也不太现实呢？不太生活化呢？
The answer is also yes.
回答也是是。
Why?
为什么呢
Because God tells us to live for His glory.
因为主神告诉我们，我们要为他的荣耀而活。
But most of the time, you and I prefer to live for our own glory, right?
但是大部分时间，你和我都愿意为自己的荣耀而活。
Another question: What was different about last Sunday and this Sunday?
问另外一个问题：上一个周日和这个周日有什么区别吗
？What was it? Something special happened last Sunday?
有没有特殊的事情上个周主日发生了呢
？What was it?
什么事情呢？大家记得吗
？Just 1 week ago.
一个礼拜前的事情。
We got an extra hour of sleep.
上个礼拜我们多睡了一个小时。
Don't you wish that every Sunday you get an extra hour of sleep?
你没有希望每个礼拜
I wish.
礼拜天你多睡一个小时呢？我是这样希望的。
So today I want to share with you on time, work, and money.
今天我为大家分享的就是时间、工作和金钱。
To me, those are very practical things.
对我来说，这些是很实际的事情。
But to deal with time every day, deal with work, and also try to earn money.
我们每天都应付这个时间的事情，应付这个工作的事情，我们每天也要希望挣点钱。
First thought that came to my mind when I prepared is that do not think that work is the result of sin.
第一个到我脑海中的这个标题呢，就是说不要认为工作是因为罪的结果。
Because sometimes work is so hard, we feel like we're being punished for something we did.
有时候我们工作是那样的辛苦，我们有会觉得我们因为犯了什么错，然后受了惩罚，所以我们才这样工作。
But if you go back to Genesis, you will realize that God gave Adam and Eve work even before they sinned.
当大家看看创世纪的时候，我们知道，神给亚当和夏娃一些工作做，这些工作在他们没有犯罪之前，他们已经在做了。
They had the responsibility of being good stewards of God's creation.
他们要在那里做神的好管家，是能够看管神创造的一切的东西。
But after Adam and Eve sinned, what did God say?
但是当亚当和夏娃犯罪以后，神怎样说的呢？
Now, because of your sin, even the land is cursed.
因为你们的罪，就是这个地也受了咒诅。
If you come to my backyard, you will understand that the Earth is cursed.
如果你到我的后院去看一看的话，你就会知道什么叫地受咒诅了。
Because after the fire, I had them put rocks instead of planting grass.
那个我们家着了火之后，我就把这个后院呢，叫别人呢铺上了石子，而不是种草。
I thought no more mowing the yard, right?
我就想不需要再割草了。
Now it's covered with weeds.From under the rocks.
但是我这个现在后院呢，就是从这个野草和杂草呢，就从石头下面呢就长出来了。
Yes, because of sin, even the ground is cursed.
所以说我是因为这个罪，我这个地也受了咒诅。
And so it says here in Genesis chapter 3, and to the man God said, since you listened to your wife and ate from the tree whose fruit I commanded you not to eat, the ground is cursed because of you.All your life you will struggle to scratch a living from it. We skip to verse 19. By the sweat of your brow will you have food to eat until you return to the ground from which you were made. For you were made from dust, and to dust you will return.
这里创世纪三章十七节这样说，又对亚当说，你既听妻子的话，吃了我吩咐你不可吃树上的果子，地要为此的缘故受咒诅，你必终生辛苦，才能从地里得吃的。然后跳到第十九节，你必汗流满面才得糊口，直到你归了土，因为你是从土而生的，你本是尘土，人要归于尘土。
How many people here will be honest enough to say that sometimes they feel like work is a curse?
大家老老实实说一下，你们有时候是不是觉得这个工作是不是得了咒诅的缘故啊
？Work itself is not evil, right？
工作本身并不是罪。
Because the Jewish leaders accused Jesus of breaking the Sabbath.
因为那个时候那些犹太的这个带领的犹太的这个领袖们就是在那里控告耶稣，因为耶稣在安息日做了事情。
But Jesus replied, "My Father is always working, and so am I."
但是耶稣那时候就对他们说，我父一直是做事的，做事如直到如今，我也是，所以我也要做事。
So work cannot be bad because God and Jesus are working.
所以神和耶稣都在那里做工，做工这个事情有什么错呢？
Work became difficult only after Adam and Eve sinned.
这个工作变成困苦之后，是一直要等到亚当和夏娃犯了罪以后才变成辛苦的。
And Jesus finished his work on earth.
耶稣在这个地上做了他做的工。
Which is why the Bible tells us he is sitting at the right hand of God.
所以圣经告诉我们，他做了这个工，然后他就坐在神的右手边了。
That is a sign that he has finished his work.
这个是个标记，神和耶稣做了，坐在地上做完成了他的工作。
But he's actually doing another kind of work in heaven. What is Jesus doing?
然后呢，耶稣呢又在天上呢做另外一个工作。
He is interceding for us. He's praying for us.
他在那里求为我们代求，他在那里为我们祷告。
It is work that he wants to do, not as punishment, but out of love.
那个工作是神是耶稣愿意做的。不是受了惩罚的缘故，他很乐意做这样的工作。
What do you think it means when he says, "My Father is always working"? What is God doing?
他在圣耶稣在那里说，我的父一直在那里做工。他是什么意思呢
？I remember after 9/11, they said because God took His hand of protection away, that's what happens.
我在9/11的时候听别人说，因为神把他那个保护的手挪开了，所以这个9/11就发生了。
It is by God's active sustenance and nurturance that we are even alive.
因为是神不停的供给，不停的营养我们，我们才能够活着。
The Bible says some beautiful things about work.
圣经说了一些很美的事情，这个是这些话都是针对这个工作而说的。
Talks about Moses.
他那里讲了摩西的事情。
Then Moses hung the curtains forming the courtyard against the tabernacle.Around the tabernacle and the altar, and he set up the curtain at the entrance of the courtyard. So at last, Moses finished the work.
这里就有这样出埃及记有这样的话语，在帐幕和坛的四周，把院子的门帘挂上，这样摩西就完了工。
This implies that God is pleased with Moses because he worked according to His will.
这个就是意味着神在那时候因为摩西遵从神的话语完成了神要他做的工作，神很高兴。
And then in the New Testament, Luke wrote in the book of Acts, For David, after he had served the purpose of God in his own generation, fell asleep and was laid among his fathers and underwent decay.
在这个新约中也这样有这样的话语，就是在大卫在世的时候遵行了神的旨意就睡了，归到他祖宗那里，已见朽坏。
What is the commonality between the verse before this, Moses and David?
这里在刚才所说的摩西的话和这里使徒行传所说的话里面有什么共同的地方呢？
That they mostly served God's purpose and not their own.
那些人这两个人都完成了神的旨意，都服侍了神的旨意，而不是做了他们自己的旨意。
But because we are sinners, we could not serve God completely, fully, all the time.
因为我们是罪人，我们不能完全任何时候都在服侍神的旨意。
Often we're serving ourselves.
很多时间我们都是服侍自己的旨意。
And that is why those questions were asked just now. Is that all there is to life? I earn, I buy, I acquire.
就是刚才这个短片里面所说的，这些他做的是自己的旨意，他就说我赚到了，我买了，我获取了。
Our work can and should glorify God.
我们的工作应该是在那里能够荣耀神的。
I want to talk about time too.
我要谈一下这个时间的这个事情。
Because your work has to be well timed.
因为你的工作一定要按时来做，按照时间来做。
Some people say timing is everything.
有些人说符合时间是最要紧的事情。
Do the right thing at the wrong time, useless.
如果你做一个正确的工作，在不合适的时间，那个是无用的。
Do the right thing at the wrong time, it's still no good. Or do the wrong thing at the right time. I'm getting confused.
在好的时间做了错的事情也是没有用的。
This is what the Bible says about timing.
这个就是圣经所说的符合时间这个事情。
If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other place, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this?
这里以斯帖记有这样的话语，此时你若闭口不言，犹太人必从别处得解脱，蒙拯救，你和你父家必致灭亡。焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
Mordecai knew it was crisis for the Israelites.
Mordecai 知道这个事情是对犹太人说是一个很大的灾难。
Esther wasn't queen for her own enjoyment.
以斯帖在那时候得了王位的名分，不是为他自己的快乐。
We are saved and come to church not for our entertainment.
我们得了拯救来到这个教会不是为了我们自己的快乐。
This may be the time God wants us to do something.
这个有可能就是神要我们做一些事情的时间。
So what about you and me today?
今天你和我怎么样呢？
Are we willing, for example, to help our church solve our parking problem?
是不是我们愿意在一起帮助我们教会解决这个停车的问题呢？
Just up the hill.
就在那个坡上。
I've shown you the sign between on 161st Avenue and East Gateway. There's a parking lot there.
在那个这个地方，就在我们边上有一个停车位。
The space for 300 to 400 cars.
有三四百个位。
But it takes sacrifice, doesn't it?
就是要牺牲一下。
Maybe get up 5-10 minutes early on Sunday.
可能再早个五分钟十分钟，在星期天早上早点来。
Meet your friends out there at the parking lot.
在你的那里和几个朋友一起。
Park 3 or 4 cars there and come back down in one car.
在那里停三四个车，然后就回来就一个车。
You leave people if you leave cars up there and bring people down here, we'll give you the best spot.
如果你
right in front of the door.
如果你在那里带着其他的朋友一起把车停在那里，带着其他朋友一起过来的话，我们给你最好的停车位。
Work and sacrifice, if it is done for God's glory, is worthwhile.
你工作你做牺牲，如果是为了神的荣耀的话，是很值得的一件事情。
I know this, even though I don't do this all the time.
我知道这个道理，但是我往往做不到。
The last sentence is the important one to remember.
最后一句这个经文是最要紧的。
When the Holy Spirit tells you it's the right time, do it.
如果圣灵告诉你这个就是合适的时间的话，就去做。
Our work.Doesn't have to feel like this.
我们的工作不需要像有这种感觉。
That's a pile of papers on the desk, and you are buried underneath, and you need someone to pull you out.
这个是桌上满满的堆了很多的纸，你就在那里希望有人把你拉出来。
What did Jesus pray?
耶稣是怎样祷告的？
I glorified you, Father in heaven, on the earth.Having accomplished the work which you have given me to do.
耶稣在这里祷告，我在地上已经荣耀你，你所托付我的事，我已经成全了。
Jesus is not congratulating himself.
这个耶稣在那里并不是祝贺他自己。
He's reminding me that doing the work that God gives us glorifies him.
他在那里提醒我，如果是为神做事的话，是荣耀神。
He completed the work.
他在那里完成了他的工作。
That's why he's sitting.
然后他就坐在那里。
But he continues to work.
然后但是他在那里继续的做工。
Because it says here in the book of Hebrews.
在那里，在希伯来书是这样说的。
Therefore he is able also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for us.
希伯来书25:25，凡靠他进入神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们诉求。
We have to understand the whole Bible.
让我们认识到整个的圣经。
Jesus did complete his work.
耶稣完成了他的工作。
and he continues to work.
然后他接着又接着做工。
We will complete some job that we have to do here, but there's still always more to do.
我们有时候会做一些完成我们这里要做的工作，但是一直会有更多的工作需要做的。
That's why God leaves us here, because there is still work we have to do.
所以神把我们留在这里，因为我们仍旧又有工作，还有工作要做。
So my professor told me something very funny.
我的教授告诉我一些很有趣的事情。
He says the only time you'll be perfect is the day you die.
你完美的唯一一天就是你那天你就死了。
I say, how can that be?
那怎么可能呢？
Because he says when you are dead, you can't grow anymore.
他就告诉我，你死了以后你就不能再长了。
As long as you're alive, you grow and you get closer to God.
只要你还在成长的话，你就是会和神越来越亲近。
Since Jesus is praying without ceasing for us, we can pray to Him to help us.
因为神
Because Jesus is praying for us, we can also ask Him to help us.
因为神，因为耶稣替我们祷告，是在那里不停的祷告，所以我们也可以向他求，让他为我们祷告。
Ask Jesus to help us wait when He wants us to wait, which is the hardest thing to do.
求耶稣让我们等待，如果他需要我们等待的话，这个是最难做的事情。
Or to take action when He wants us to take action.
或者求耶稣让我们做一个事情，如果神要我们做这个事情的话。
Don't you think both are hard things to do?
你有没有觉得这两件事情都是很难的？
Sometimes we don't want to wait.
有时候我们不想等待。
Sometimes when God says go, we don't want to go.
有时候神说去，但是我们不想去。
But God's timing is right.
但是神所安排的时间是最好的。
God shows us in the Bible many, many places that His timing is perfect.
在圣经中神让我们看到很多很多的例子，让我们知道神所预定的时间是最好的时间。
Remember from Deuteronomy，
这个生命记是这样说的
：In due time, their feet will slip; their day of disaster will arrive。
他们失脚的时候，深渊报应在我，因为遭灾的日子近了，那要临到他们的身上的必速速来到。
How many times have you heard friends say？So-and-so is so wicked, how come God doesn't punish him?
有时候你们有没有说，某某某是那样的罪恶，为什么神不惩罚他呢？
Someone might be saying that about me.
有些人会有可能这样说我。
Mike is so bad, how come God hasn't punished him?
这个 Mike 是这样的坏，为什么神没有惩罚他呢？
It says in due time.
但是说日子近了。
No, 不是这样。
不是不是，
不要这么说。
我什么？我在看那个东西。
哦，对不起，对不起。It may be that in God will have His time.
神会有他的时间。
Okay,
不是那么近。
All right. All right.
我在看。
Yes, I understand. It's okay. All right. Another part that talks about God's timing.
另外我要讲这个神的预定的时间。
In Romans, Christ came at just the right time and died for our sinners. Just the right time.
基督就按锁定的日子为罪人死。
I don't know if I highlighted the right words in Chinese, but the idea is the right time. I don't know what it says.
Yeah, okay. 他不知道他这里把它标记一下是不是合适的，是不合适。但是这个所说的就是在合适的时间。
But the reminder is God's timing is not our timing.
所以大家提醒大家说，神的时间不是我们的时间。
And yet sometimes it's closer than I think.
但有时候呢，比我想的要快一些。
Yes. First Timothy tells us this is the message God gave to the world when at just the right time.
提摩太前书是这样说的，到了这时候，这事必证明出来。这个都对。
I'm getting excited because these verses are a great reminder when we're impatient.
我有时候很激动，这些词语呢，就是对我们一个很大的一个提醒。
I usually don't get that animated when I'm speaking.
有时候我一般呢不会为这个说这个事情的话，我会很激动。
I serve with the youth now.
我现在服侍这个年轻人。
And I watch on videos youth pastors, and I feel bad.
我看那些年轻人年轻人牧师的那些影像，有时候呢我觉得我做得很不好。
Because I see those young youth pastors, they run from the back, they run up the stage, hey everybody, and they're so full of energy.
那我看见那些年轻人的这个牧师呢，他们是从后面跑到前面跟每个人说 hi, 他们是身上充满了激情。
But this makes me excited because to know that God's timing is good.
但是这个使我很激动。如果知道神的时间的话，是会让我觉得很激动。
Paul writes to Titus.
保罗对提多是这样的写。
And now, at just the right time, the same words, at just the right time, he has revealed the message which to which we announced to everyone.
就是说到了日期，借着传扬的功夫，就把他的道显明了。
Actually, 到了日期 doesn't say the right time, right? It's just arrive at that time, right?
这个到了日期并不是说一个这个没有表达出这个合适的时间这个意思。
But the emphasis in the English translation is it's perfect timing.
在英文的翻译中它就是说要一个完美的时间。
So I can show you all day but last verse on timing.
我可以告诉大家一整天都能写出这些时间的事情，但是最后一个经文。
Again, it's about Jesus.
最后一个经文是有关这个耶稣的。
But when the right time came, God sent His Son, born of a woman, subject to the law.
即至日期满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法之下。
God's time is right.
神的时间是最好的。
But our time is a bit off.
我们的时间有时候就是会错开一点。
Because our culture is obsessed with being what? Efficient.
我们的文化就是说我们完全要被这个效率所浸没。
25 years ago when I was working in San Francisco,
25年前我在三藩那在工作的时候，
the boss hired an efficiency expert.
我的老板就雇了一个效率专家，
told me how to run my department.
告诉我他效率专家就教我怎样这个管理这个部门。
I was proud.
我很骄傲。
I said, you can't teach me anything about efficiency.
我告诉他你没办法教我有关效率的任何功课。
But this culture is obsessed with doing everything fast.
但是我们这个文化中呢是充满了，就是说做任何事情都要快。
But from the time God spoke in Genesis, it took him 4,000 years before he sent his son Jesus.
但是在
神 After Adam and Eve sinned.
Yeah,当这个神在花了4000年的等待的时间，他创造了亚当和夏娃之后，然后他才差派了耶稣来。
And after they sin, 4,000.
对，在亚当夏娃犯罪以后4000年以后，神才派了耶稣来。
God also waited a long time for Israel to become faithful and to come back to Him. He waited and waited for them.
神等待以色列人能够悔改，能够回到神面前，他也等待了很长很长的时间。
Do you know that God is waiting for you and me today?
你知道吗？神在这里也是等待你和我。
How long are we going to keep Him waiting?
我们还要让神等待多久呢？
He wants us to commit more of our time to Him.
神希望我们把更多的时间交给神用。
Not just do all those things that they showed us on that video.
不是让我们刚才影像中看到的那个人做的那些事情。
Because someone said, temporary things in a temporary world cannot satisfy eternal people.
有人说，现今的短暂的时间，短暂的世界，我们所做的短暂的事情是不能让永久的神满足的。
We have to reevaluate our priorities.
我们要重新审视一下我们的优先次序。
We ask God, why doesn't He intervene right now?
我们有时候问神，为什么你现在就不来参与就来中断我们的事情呢？
Because actually He's merciful, He's giving us more time to repent.
但是神是充满怜悯的神，他给我们更多的时间，让我们准备做他的事情。
He's waiting for us to tell others about His Son.
他在等待我们告诉其他的人他儿子的故事。
He's waiting for His church to be ready for second coming.
他在那里准备我们的教会有时间准备神第二次再来，耶稣第二次再来。
Everything in our world today is instant.
我们所处的这个世界，每一件事情都是立刻马上。
It started with microwave oven.
从那个微波炉开始。
Now it's instant messaging.
现在有历史信息，历史短信啊。
I was excited when Amazon started two-day delivery.
当那个亚马逊那个公司那个时候提供给客户就是两天就送到的服务的时候，我很激动。
You know what they just started? Same-day delivery.
你知道亚马逊现在做什么呢？他们说当日就递送到你家。
Because time means money.
因为时间就是金钱。
But there's no balance.
但是没有平衡。
What about your family, your friends, and your health? Is it only your career that matters?
你的家庭、你的生活、你的朋友、你的健康，是不是只是有一件事情最要紧，就是你的工作最要紧呢？成就最要紧呢？
How much do we need to put on this side of the scale?
我们在这天平的这一边要放多少东西？
I told you this story before, but I'm sure you forgot.
我告诉你们一个故事，但是我想你们大概忘记了。
A rich man died.
一个富人死了。
He was being buried.
他被埋葬了。
And someone asked his widow, what was the last wish?
他有人就问他的这个剩下的那个寡妇就说，不是widow 就是寡妇吧。
They asked the widow, what was your husband's last wish?
是的，是的。
Okay.
They are not happy with the widow translation.
Okay.
他说，你的丈夫最后一个愿望是什么呢？
And she said,He said, bury me with all my money in the coffin.
那个她的丈夫就是说，把我所赚来的所有的钱和我一起埋在这个棺材里。
So they asked him, did you do it?
别人就问这个剩下的寡妇说，你有没有做这个事情呢？
She said, sure, I wrote him a check.
寡妇说，对啊，我给他写了一张支票。
Be careful what you ask for.
你要小心你问了什么，你想要的是什么呀？
Instant everything.
所有的事情都是立刻的。
Universities teach their students to become managers and be able to do things efficiently.
这个大学里面呢，就教导这些学生，就是将来做经理的时候，怎样做是能够更快一些。
Squeeze every minute out of the day.
把一天中每一丁点的时间都挤出来。
Squeeze every drop of blood out of your employees.
把你的雇员的血每一滴都挤出来。
That's good. And then people are considered great when they can multitask.
如果有人可以同时做好几件事情的话，就认为这些人很不错，很伟大。
But you know what we all wish for inside?
但是你知道我们心里面是怎样希望的呢？
Not multitasking.
不是同时做很多事。
We want to do what this person is doing.
我要做这个人所做的事情。
We want to stop the clock.
我们想要的是就把这个钟弄停下来。
We need to hold it.
我们要抓紧这个钟。
They say God gives everybody the same amount of hours every day, but I don't feel like it's the same.
有人说神给了我们每个人一天时间都是相同的，但是我不是这样认为。
God does things differently.
神做事是不一样的。
Think of how a child develops.
大家想一想，一个孩子是怎样长大的。
All of you parents push your kids achieve more, do better, learn a lot of things.
所有的大家很多家长就是在那里挤那些孩子，希望他学很多东西，做很多的东西。
Bring your kid to work, let them see how you work.
把你的孩子带到办公室去，让他们看看，你是怎样工作的。
Give them more classes, more lessons after school.
给他们更多的功课，给他们上更多的课外课程。
I'm not saying those are not good things.
我不是说那些不是不好的事情。
If I had children, I'd probably drive them mad too.
如果我有孩子的话，我有可能把这个孩子也逼疯了。
But it takes a long time and much patience for a child to mature.
但是要花一个孩子要成长的话，他要花很多的时间，才能够长大。
But you know, in the animal kingdom, animals are already reproducing and mature when our kids are still in kindergarten.
你知道在动物界里是怎么回事呢？我们的孩子他们还在幼儿园的时候，那些动物们已经知道怎样的在生下一代了。
People are slower.
人是慢的。
That's how God made us.
神是这样造我们的。
You can't rush someone to grow up.
你不能在那里逼那些那些快点逼那些孩子快点长大。
Even if we work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we'll still feel like we're falling behind.
即使我们在那里每天24小时一周工作7天，我们也会觉得我们是太慢了。
Scientists tell us that we need 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, right?
科学家告诉我们，我们每天晚上需要七八个小时睡眠。
Some of you think that's one third of my day.
有人会觉得哎，那就是我一天的三分之一时间呐。
That's one third of my life I'm spending in bed.
我三分之一的一生就在床上度过了。
If I can just get by with 5 or 6 hours a night,
如果我每天只睡五六个小时的话
，I could gain 10 to 15 hours every week.
我就每周就可以把10到15小时赚回来。
I don't have to wait till daylight saving time.
我不要等到这个白日日光节约时间了。
This is what happens.
这个就是最后怎么发生什么事情呢
？Coffee in one hand and dead asleep on the computer.
就是这个人呢，就一手呢拿着咖啡，另一个头呢就枕在桌上睡着了。
That happens to all of us sometimes.
这个就在我们所有的人身上都会有时候会发生的。
Like I told you about the nightmare that somebody had.
我告诉你们以前有人得了一个噩梦。
He had finished a long day's work. He was cleaning up his office, getting ready to go home.
他一天工作了很长的一天，然后他就在桌上收拾，弄干净了，准备回家了。
Then suddenly his alarm clock went off, and it was time to get up.
然后突然呢，他的这个闹钟就响了，说你可以醒过来了。
He was only dreaming that he was going home.
他在那里做梦，他在要回家了。
That's what happens to us.
这个就是怎样发生在我们身上。
You dream it's Friday, you're looking forward to the weekend.
你在那里做梦说今天是礼拜五，你在那里盼望着礼拜六周末就来了。
The clock goes off. It's Monday morning. You got a whole week ahead of you.
那个钟呢，就响了。他说，今天是星期一，你还有一整个礼拜要工作啊。
God commands us to have a day of rest.
神在那里命令我们，我们要有一天的休息。
But we say, God, I'm already behind. How can I take a day of rest?
我们告诉神，哎呀，神啊，我们已经落后了，我怎么还可以再休息一天呢？
The Bible tells us that people used to wait to get married.
圣经告诉我们，人在那里等待，然后才结婚。
Even after they're engaged, they don't live together.
在以前的时候，即使这个夫妻订婚了，但是他们并不住在一起。
The Bible uses the word betrothed.
这个圣经用了这个字叫等待，不是就是订婚以后就是。
Mary was Joseph's betrothed.
这个就是玛利亚和约瑟就是在订婚以后就等待了，在等待结婚的。
So we've all read the story about Lot and his daughters.
我们在那里都读过一个故事，就是罗德和他的太太
and his daughters.
和他的女儿的事情。
He tells those wicked men, "You can take my daughters; they are virgins."
他告诉那些罪恶的人说，你们可以把我的女儿拿去，她们都还是处女。
Then in the same chapter it says.His son-in-law, the daughter's husbands.
在同一章节里面，他也提到了这个他的女婿们。
So are they married or are they not married?
他这个既然这些人是有女婿的，但是他们又是处女，他们是不是结婚了还是没结婚呢
？But the answer is in the Bible.
但是圣经中有答案。
They had promised to marry them.
他们就在那里就是答应结婚了，是订婚了。
And then there is a waiting period.
在那个。订婚和结婚中间还有一个等待的期间
，which is the same reason why Joseph said he was going to divorce Mary even though they were only engaged.
这个也是那个约瑟在那里准备休了玛利亚的这个故事的来源，就是说那个时候他们只是订婚，还没有结婚。
I talk about this only as an example that people used to wait.
我在这里只是把这个提出来作为一个例子，就是人们要等待。
But even Christians don't want to wait anymore.
现在基督徒也不愿意等待了。
So, we don't have time to be still before the Lord, as He tells us. Be still and know that I am God.
所以我们现在呢没有时间在那里神面前静静的等待，因为
Be still and wait for the Lord.
我们没有时间在那里静静的等待神。
Having a relationship with God is no different than having a relationship with your wife or your friend.
知道，和神的关系，其实就是像你和你的太太的关系，和你的朋友的关系是很相似的。
It takes time.
要花很多时间。
Without time, you will not grow close to Jesus.
如果没有时间的话，你是没有办法和耶稣亲近的。
So I talked about time and work and money.
所以我在这里讲了时间和金钱。
How do we balance?
那我们怎样做一个平衡在这个事情
上？ What is our focus?
我们所注重的是专心的是什么事情呢？
When we were traveling last month, Tricia and I,
我和太太翠霞上个月在旅行的时候，
we saw many incredible churches like this.
我们看到了很多的教会是这样的，看上去那么的宏伟。
Now I want to show you four or five other slides and tell me what you think they have in common.
我要再给大家看四五个这个照片，大家告诉我有什么共同点。
To the glory of God.
为神的荣耀。
To the glory of God.
为神的荣耀。
In loving memory.
在这个记忆中。
Outside of the building, inside the building, to the glory of God.
在教堂外面和教堂里面都有写的这样的话，都为了神的荣耀。
In proud remembrance of 319 officers who died in the war.
在这里纪念有319个战士在死亡。
Living and dying can be to the glory of God.
活着和死都是为了神的荣耀。
To the glory of God.
为了神的荣耀。
Of the Scots who fell.
Of
the Scottish people who died.
这些Scotland人在这里死了。
And then this was incredible. What does it say here?Thank God for James Young Simpson's discovery of chloroform anesthesia in 1847.
这个就讲的比较特殊，就是说，有一个人叫 James Young 的，他在那个1847年发现了这个什么
anesthesia 的麻醉。
麻醉啊。
Let them, yeah. In other words, you see so many signs that.Long ago, people attribute glory to God for every good thing, even death for your country, sacrifice.
大家从这里看到，在以前的时候，很多事情，即使你为神而作战死亡，他们都在这里写上，是为了神的荣耀。
But then I started noticing the newer plaques, the newer signs they put up, no God is mentioned.
这里有一个新的一些纪念的这个标记，这个墓碑上面就不再写这个为了神的荣耀。
Now it's just in memory of people, but not glory to God.
这里所写的就是我们纪念某某人，但已经再也不写为了神的荣耀了。
There's a big difference.
这个是很大的区别。
Europe's Christianity is dying, if not already dead.
欧洲的这个基督教。已经在那里渐渐死亡，如果还没有已经死掉的话，差不多已经快没了。
Some people say the same things happening in America.
有些人说在同样的事情在美国也是发生。
Because we have it so easy.
因为我们得到这些事情是太容易了。
Where is it growing?
这个基督教还在成长吗？
Ask Brother Jonathan. It's growing in China the fastest.
问我们的Jonathan 弟兄。彭弟兄，他最快增长的基督教是在中国。
The house churches are filled.
中国的家庭教会是充满了人。
In Europe, these big cathedrals are tourist attraction now.
这些在欧洲的话，这些大大的教堂只是变成了观光旅游的景点。
Do we want our country to go the same way?
我们是不是要让我们的国家也走向这条路呢？
It seems to be going that way.
好像看上去是朝这条路走了。
When homosexual marriage was become legal, the White House was flooded with rainbow colors.
当这个同性恋变成合法的时候，我们的白宫就是充满了这个到处都挂着彩旗和这个彩球。
Celebrating sin.
庆祝这个罪恶
，defying God，
这个污秽了神。
We're part of this society.
这个社会怎么了呢
It's hard.
是变成很难了。
In life and in death, we can still glorify God.
或生或死，我们仍旧能够荣耀神。
Today our world is changing.
今天的世界正在变化。
But remember, work is not because of sin.
但是记得，我们的工作不是因为罪的结果。
Work can be done to glorify God.
我们做工可以在那里荣耀神的。
I don't only mean work in church.
我不是说在教会，只是说在教会里的工作。
Work anywhere.
在外面任何地方的工作。
Love your neighbor.
爱你的邻居。
Be respectful at work.
在这个工作中能够认真。
Honor your parents.
能够尊重你的父母。
Do not enrage your children.
不要惹你儿女的气。
These are all commandments, not suggestions.
这些都是命令，不是建议。
God never said those are 10 suggestions, those are 10 commandments.
神从来没有说过这个是十个建议，这个神说的这是十个命令。
Which is why in Luke, Jesus was able to say,Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
在这个路加福音这样说，耶稣说，你为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？
But did Jesus wait?
但是耶稣等待了。
Didn't he begin serving after he was 30 years old?
耶稣是不是在三十岁以后才开始侍奉呢？
God's perfect timing.
那个就是神安排的最好的时间。
Your age is not the excuse.
你的年龄不是一个借口。
Your work is not the excuse.
你的工作不是一个借口。
Can't wait till you retire to serve God.
你不能在那里等着，一直等到你退休之后才侍奉神的。
Because if you do that, you're just giving God your leftover.
如果你那样做的话，你就是把剩下的多余的东西给去给神。
How do you like when your wife gives you leftovers day after day?
如果你的太太每天给你吃剩菜剩饭，你是啥感觉啊？
But we do that to God sometimes.
但是我们有时候是对神这样做的。
Sometimes we even say, well, we tried everything, now we better start praying.
我们有时候说，哎呀，我们已经试了所有的事情了，但我们现在只好祷告了。
Thank God.Thank God that He allowed people to invent things that help us.
谢谢神，因为神让人发明这些很好的东西。
Thank God for letting someone invent the internet. It is good.
谢谢神让有人就在那里发明了这个网际网络，这个是很好的东西。
But we can waste all our time playing games on it.
但是我们有可能会把我们的时间全浪费在上面，因为我们在上面玩游戏。
Let's Google Mike Wong and see what comes up.
让我们在那里找一找 Michael Wong 是出现什么事情
了。What's the point?
那个是有什么用处呢？
If they know things about me, I don't know, I'll be surprised.
如果他们知道我的事情有些事情我不知道的话，我会很惊讶的。
In other words, all good things can become bad.
另外一句话就是说，好的事情会变成坏的事情。
But all bad things can be redeemed by our Lord.
但是坏的事情都会被我们的父的宝血所遮盖。
I'm excited that some young people are willing to come an hour and a half early on Fridays to read and talk with me.
我真的是很惊讶，我们的年轻人是这样的美好，他们在礼拜五的时候，提前一个小时、一个半小时来跟我谈话，把一些事情告诉我。
Yes, I'm surprised and happy.
我是在那里很惊讶，但是我也很高兴。
And the parents are supportive.
我们的家长也很支持这个事情。
After lunch today, we'll have a parents' meeting.
今天吃饭以后也有个家长会。
If the parents will listen to us, that meeting will be over in 5 minutes.
如果家长们仔细听的话，那个会五分钟就完了。
All we want is for you to help your children to balance their school and their life with Jesus.
我们所要说的就是，希望你能够帮助你的孩子在属灵的生命中和他们的学校中间找一个平衡。
Recently, I asked someone, "How are you doing?"
最近我问某个人，你好吗
？And she said, "I'm buried in homework."
那个孩子就说，哎呀，我做功课已经做的在累死了，
埋葬了 ，buried. Just like the person at the desk, all the paperwork buried.
我被这个功课所埋葬了，就像刚才那个。一个照片上又有人在桌上放了很多纸把它埋了一样。
So Colossians chapter 3 reminds us,
哥罗西书 在这里提醒我们
Do everything as if you are doing it to glorify God, not for your boss, not for the paycheck.
做无论做什么都要专心的做，就是给主做的，不是给人做的。
As to the Lord and not to men.
是给主做的，不是给人做的。
That is what makes a difference.
这个就是不同的地方。
So before we finish, let's look at those words that they asked again to remind ourselves.
当我们结束之前，我们再重新看一下这些字、这些经文，那些是对我们很好的提醒。
This preacher says, "Don't be afraid of failure."
这个牧师是这样说的，这个不要害怕失败。
But don't succeed at things that don't really matter.
不要在在一些很无关紧要的事情上来追求成功。
I'm pretty sure on the day you die, you're not going to say, "I wish I worked more overtime."
在那天你死的时候，你不会在那里骄傲地说，我做了很多的超时的工作。
And made more money.
我赚了很多的钱。
What you will may be sorry for is you didn't spend more time with your family.
你在那里有可能很后悔的是，你没有再和你的家庭一起花更多的时间。
You didn't forgive your wife.
你没有原谅你的太太。
You didn't forgive your husband.
你没有原谅你的先生。
You didn't forgive your parents.
你没有原谅你的父母。
You didn't forgive your children.
你没有原谅你的孩子。
What kind of life is that?
这个你的这一生是怎么回事啊？
Is that a life worth living?
你这个一生是不是活得有意义呢？
Are you really doing great things?
你是不是做很伟大的事情？
Are you really doing very well?
你是不是做得非常好？
What is missing?
什么事情缺乏的呢？
That missing only God can fill.
那个缺乏的事情只有神能够充满。
Just ask yourself.
所以告诉你，问一下你自己。
Are we truly satisfied?
我们真的是很满意吗？
Do you think Jesus can satisfy us?
你有没有想过耶稣可以在那里充满意，让我们满意？
Think about it.
想一想。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, you've given us many good promises in the Bible.
父神啊，你给了我们很多好的应许在经文圣经里面。
But sadly, we forget them sometimes.
但是很可悲的是，我们有时候会忘记那些。
Let us remember your love.
让我们记得你的爱。
Let us remember that when everything else fails, your love is what is going to bring us through.
让我们记得，在所有的事情上失败的时候，你的爱会把我们带过去。
Help us to come to know you when the days are good.
让我们能够记得日子是好的。
That we will be close to you when things are going well.
然后我们在事情好的时候，我们能够更亲近你。
So that when things are not going well, we already know you are there.
但是在事情不好的时候，我们也能够记得你就在那里。
Thank you, Father, for giving us Jesus.
谢谢父神，能够原谅我们。
Teach us to live for Him.
让我们能够为耶稣而活。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.